Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. Welcome to First His Kingdom Family Church, where we always make the confession where the Word of God will change my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. A very happy new year to you, wherever you may be listening in. We pray you had a blessed holiday season. We pray you are looking forward to a new year. Amen. Today is January the 10th, and it already feels like we are speeding by yet again. Amen. As Pastor Jesse has mentioned in the past, time is being compressed, and every day seems like it's just speeding up, you know? It almost feels like 2022, we were celebrating the holidays, and then 2023 started, and then next thing you know, we were celebrating the holidays just not a week or so ago, and here we are, 2024. Amen? But God is doing something big this year. Amen? So we encourage you to stay connected with us. Amen. Either here for the Daily Bread every Wednesday. We are on YouTube now. There's a link on the website. Amen. And if you are in the area, we encourage you to come be a part of our service every Sunday morning, 10 a.m. at the Baca Center in Round Rock. Amen. The invitation and the door is always open. Amen. And bring somebody with you. Amen. If you're new around here, we welcome you. Again, we welcome you to First His Kingdom Family Church. First His Kingdom Family Church Ministries. Amen. You are very much appreciated. Appreciate you taking a little time out of your Wednesday to listen in. And as always, we never want to miss an opportunity to thank all of you who continue to stay faithful and listen in. Amen. I always tell the pastors, you know, the Lord impressed on Pastor Jesse to start this a little over 3.5 years ago, I would say, just under 4 years. And of course, Pastor Jesse followed the Lord's instructions, and we were doing the Daily Bread every day. And when we finally returned to in-person service, we had a good amount of people listening within that time frame. But when we went back to in-person service, out of nowhere, the numbers for our audio series, jumped. So more people are listening to this Wednesday message than a few years back when we had it every day. Again, I told Pastor Rose, I don't know who all of you are who are listening, but we praise the Lord and we thank you that you tune in every Wednesday, and you are very much appreciated. And we continue to pray for you, and we continue to ask the Lord to bless you for the time that you spend here. Amen. So, couple of little things. Of course, I mentioned we have Sunday service now. We are on YouTube. I encourage you, starting this year out is brand new. It's like a clean slate. And if you haven't already started, I encourage you to start your mornings off with Psalms 91. Amen. Psalms 91. And of course, our God Safeguard Our Household for you and your family. I encourage you in the mornings, get up a little bit early so that you can read Psalms 91, not be rushed, and God Safeguard Your Household prayer. Amen. You know, you never want to leave the house without spending a little time with the Lord. I know a lot of folks work, have to go back to work. You know, you have kids, got to get them off to school. Amen. You know, it's like you have class in the morning. We all have busy mornings, amen? But starting your morning off praising and praying to the Lord for the day ahead is always a good thing, amen? And as always we say, to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, amen? Even in the mornings and even in your routines and even in your daily things you do, we should always be sensitive to the Holy Spirit when He gives us that nudge or that instructions. Amen? But again, we find ourselves January the 10th. This month seems to be flying by, but I just wanted to take a little time to share a small devotional. Amen? I shared this one last year in January as well, and it bears repeating. You know, I have several little devotionals, and this year I'm starting, you know, right back to January 1 and reading them again. And some people might say, well, why are you reading them again when you've already read them? And to be honest, I've read through them probably the last 3 years. But with God, everything's new. The Bible says every day is new. Amen? And even though I've read all through them, I can honestly say every time I read through them on a daily basis, the Lord gives me something new. So, hence the reason I continue to read them on a daily basis every year. Amen? So, this one is entitled Something New. And if you're taking notes or you have your Bible with you, you can turn to Isaiah 43:19. Amen. And I'll read what it says. Again, this Daily Bread small devotional is entitled Something New. It says, I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. It says, do you not see it? And that's a question. It says, do you not see it? It says, I will make a path through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. Amen? Again, it says, I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. Now, whether you have generated a color-coded list of goals, dreams, vision board, resolutions, amen? It says, and an execution plan for this year, or you've banned resolutions and vowed to make this just another year. The clean slate represented by a new year is filled with undeniable air of expectation. Deep down inside, there is a part of us which thinks, this could be my year. This could be my year. Amen? But guess what? It is your year. Amen? Guess what? It is your year. You should be, going forward, on a daily basis, make that confession. This is my year. Amen? This is going to be my best year. Amen? This day and everyone that follows is yours. It is yours to choose who and how to love, to serve, and even to be. And the choice you make and the choice you made in spending time with God represents the choice to take this journey in His company. That is a beautiful place to start. Amen? So if anything, it's a new year, you know. I'm sure we all have goals. We all have things that we're planning for, trips that we're getting ready to take, family gatherings. But let's not put God aside. Let's not put Jesus in the corner. Amen? First step of having this be your best year, amen, is that Jesus is the most important priority to your year. Amen? So make this confession with me. Say, Heavenly Father, I give you this year. I ask that you would help me keep in the forefront of my, keep you in the forefront of my mind as I make decisions and plans. Amen. Let's say that again. Say, I ask that you would help me keep you in the forefront of my mind as I make decisions and plans. And finally say, I want to seek your advice in everything I set my hand to. Amen. I want to seek your advice in everything I set my hand to. Amen. Again, our scripture for today is found in Isaiah 43:19. It says, behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Amen. That was Isaiah 43:19. Amen. The excitement of a new babble or gadget pales in comparison to the promises of a new beginning. What a blessing to know you can start over each year, each month, each day with God who makes a way in your wilderness. He creates refreshing rivers in your desert. Did you catch that? Each day with God. Amen. It says, what a blessing to know you can start over each day with God. Amen. So, if you haven't gotten everything situated this first week and a half, amen, there's still plenty of time. Each day is a new day with God. Amen. It says, watch closely for the new things God is bringing into your life this year. Amen. Again, watch closely for the new things God is bringing into your life this year. Choose to spend time gleaning wisdom and encouragement from His Word each day. Choose to spend time gleaning wisdom and encouragement from His Word each day. Amen. I encourage you to get a little devotional or start in Matthew. Amen. Reading the epistles. Amen. If you don't have, if you're not inclined to be a Bible studier, I get that. I'm kind of the same way. But bless God, Pastor Rose gave me a handful of devotionals, and I have incorporated them into my time with the Lord every day. I start in the mornings, you know, first thing right out the bed, my devotionals, my Bible, Psalms 91, God safeguard our household. Amen. Just getting your day started with the Lord is the best way to have the best day. Amen. So finally, say this confession with me. Say, God, you have new things for me this year. Amen. Say, God, you have new things for me this year. And say, I trust you to reveal them to me in your perfect timing. Amen. I trust you to reveal them to me in your perfect timing. Amen. And it says, as I go to sleep tonight, help me rest peacefully, knowing your plans for me are good. Amen. God's plans for you are good. Amen. God's plans for me are good. Amen. The Bible says His plans are to do us good. Amen. So, I leave you with this final question, amen, before we get out of here. It says, what new things can you imagine God doing for you this year? Amen. What can you imagine God doing for you this year? Amen. So, I hope you got a little bit out of that small devotional, something new. Amen. As always, I encourage you and leave you with these words that when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, every day, every day, every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Amen. Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen. And we always say it, God wants to be a part of every area of your life. Amen. You just have to let Him. Let Him. Amen. So, bless God. Appreciate you spending a little time with me here this beautiful but windy day here in Texas. Amen. We pray again that you have a blessed year, a safe year. Amen. We can't say thank you enough for all of you who continue to stay connected with First His Kingdom Family Church, all of those that you continue to send in your tithes and offerings every month on the dot. Amen. We can't say thank you enough for that. That helps us fund our missionaries that we support around the world. Amen. Especially in December, we doubled up and we gave out quite a bit more money in our support for missionaries than we do. And we couldn't have done that without you. Those that continue to be faithful in their ties to First His Kingdom Family Church, we say thank you so much. Amen. And God sees your faithfulness and He's going to bless you and reward you. Amen. As always, Pastor Jesse says, when we get to heaven, there's going to be folks that we don't even know that come up and say, thank you. Thank you for giving to First His Kingdom Family Church, because they put those funds into missionaries that were spreading the gospel around the world. Amen. You know, we can't go to some of those third world countries. Amen. But we support missionaries that are in those countries and are doing the work of the Lord. Amen. So we're part of that. As Pastor Jesse has said, that goes into your account, that goes into my account, that goes into our account. Amen. Those souls that are being saved through the gospel of Jesus Christ, that goes into our account. Amen. And you know, one thing that we're praying on and focusing on this year is that we are going to be able to be a tool used by God to bring in this last big harvest. Amen. It just feels like the Lord could come back at any time. Amen. So we have to be ready. Amen. Be ready. Be ready. Be ready. Be ready. Amen. So be blessed. Have a blessed rest of this week. Stay warm. Stay cozy. Amen. Heading into the weekend, it's supposed to get cold here in Texas. So stay warm. Amen. Be prayed up. Continue to listen to the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we will see those of you who we can this Sunday, 10 a.m. at the Baca Center. Amen. If you are in the area, again, come out. The door is always open and you are welcome. And invite someone to come with you. Amen. So be blessed. Have a blessed rest of your week. We will see you right back here next Wednesday for another edition of our Daily Bread. Amen. Be blessed. We'll see you Sunday.